The Chronicles 36, Ruin, Remedy, Return. Ruin after Josiah, yesterday's grief at Megiddo, the kings tumble fast. Priests, princes, people mock the messengers as God keeps rising early to warn, Jeremiah's phrase. At last, there was no remedy. Hebrew, marp, a word for healing. Sin had become septic, the clinic closed. The land enjoys its Sabbath rests, Leviticus 26:34-35, while Jerusalem burns. History nods. Babylonian ration tablets name Jehoiakim, king of Judah. The Babylonian chronicles and Lachish letters frame the fall. Remedy. Jeremiah's 70 years, Jeremiah 25:11-12, 29:10, mature. The temple's loss is more than politics. It is theology. When the house falls, God is not homeless. He is holy. The true remedy will be a person, not a policy. The temple that will be raised in 3 days. Return, Cyrus speaks, prophesied in Isaiah 44:28-45:1, echoed on the Cyrus cylinder. Chronicles closes with an open imperative, let him go up. Aliyah, an ascent of worship, 2 Chronicles 36:23. The book ends mid-step, inviting ours, rise to rebuild, become living stones. Cross-references, 7 Kings 24:25, Psalm 137, Daniel 1, Ezra, Finland, Hebrews 4, 1 Peter 2, 4-5. Him. Comfort, comfort ye my people. Prayer, Holy Father, where we have mocked your warnings, heal us. Give us the upward heart of Aliyah, repentance, worship, and rebuilding in Christ, our only remedy. Amen.